There's a loser in the newest Olympic sport, the battle for power in the United States Olympic Committee. Late last night, U.S. Olympic President Marty Mankemeyer resigned. Mankemeyer's feud with Olympic Chief Executive Lloyd Ward prompted hearings last week in the U.S. Senate and concern that politics overshadows the efforts of athletes. But NPR's Howard Berkus reports the resignation likely will not end the turmoil at the U.S. Olympic Committee.
U.S. Olympic President Marty Mankemeyer referred to that turmoil in a resignation letter emailed to reporters and her board. "It's time," Mankemeyer wrote, "to avoid public displays of disagreement. There seemed no possibility for peace," she added, "unless she stepped aside." Mankemeyer faced a no-confidence vote this coming weekend in a meeting of board executives who sought her resignation twice before. She was accused of conspiring against her rival by leaking damaging information to reporters. This was her defense last week at a hearing before the Senate Commerce Committee.
"I have no political agenda. I did not leak information about the inquiry to the press. Any allegation to the contrary is simply false."
The inquiry is an ethics probe involving Lloyd Ward, the paid CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee. He's accused of using his position to help his brother and a friend seek a lucrative contract with the Pan American Games. Ward may still be fined by the USOC board for that breach of ethics, but he's clearly won the battle with Mankemeyer. "It's not clear, though, whether he's won the war," says Rick Burton, a sports marketing professor at the University of Oregon.
"The issue is the ability to move on, and there had been two groups that were struggling with either their control of the USOC or the operating management style of the USOC. And I think now that one party has stepped down, the opportunity may exist for the chief executive, Lloyd Ward, to take the USOC to the next place. Whether or not he's able to do that remains to be seen."
Ward needs to convince Congress and Olympic sponsors that he can end the political turmoil and restore attention to athletes. But he still faces questions about his ethics, and he's saddled with an organization perpetually steeped in politics. As CEO, Ward heads a staff of 500, but there's also a volunteer board of directors with 120 people, each representing competing interests. "It's not clear who's in charge," says Rick Burton of the University of Oregon.
"This is not what he would have normally found in a situation at Maytag or in his previous corporate experiences. This is something that is very unfamiliar, I think, for most executives, which is to come in and try and operate an organization like a business, only to find out that it doesn't operate like a business and perhaps may never operate like a business."
That's because the U.S. Olympic Committee started out as a modest nonprofit charity. It now handles $125 million a year, managing Olympic sponsorship, sports, and athletes. Last week, before the Senate Commerce Committee, Ward begged Congress to reform and reorganize the USOC.
"Actually, there were several attempts historically for the USOC to address its governance structure, and we have not had the political will to get it done. It is better to be able to change from within. We have not had that will, and we will need some outside intervention."
Commerce Committee Chairman John McCain seemed ready to oblige after last week's hearing.
"There's a compelling argument to reorganize it so that there's efficiencies and that there is not competing bureaucracies and that we can have a fully accountable organization."
McCain promised another hearing on that by the end of this month. The senators might also consider a new accusation involving Mankemeyer, even though she's resigned. Yesterday's Denver Post quoted a real estate agent in the USOC's hometown of Colorado Springs. Mankemeyer, the agent said, demanded a share of the agent's commission for the sale of property to Lloyd Ward. If true, it's an apparent conflict of interest, and the agent complained that Mankemeyer didn't earn her share. Mankemeyer denied any wrongdoing just before she resigned. The election to replace her will result in the fourth U.S. Olympic president in 2 years. Howard Berkus, NPR News.